The Immigration and Naturalization Service has instructed its field offices to suspend some routine enforcement activities while the 2000 census is being conducted. The government says it doesn't want illegal immigrants to be scared away from participating in the census. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
It's not hard to understand why people in this country illegally might want to avoid the census. They're worried about getting caught, even though the Census Bureau insists that all information is confidential. Victor Quinones is an immigrant from Guatemala who works at a church in Washington, D.C. He's here legally now, but wasn't always, and he knows many illegal immigrants. He says they're leery of government contact and will pass on bad advice to those who ask if they should fill out their census form.
Can I make this paper say, no, don't do it because probably they catch you. Don't do it because you know you don't pay your taxes on time. Don't do it because you don't got legal papers.
Quinones says people fear most that they will be deported. It's a big risk, and in the 1990 census, about 2 million immigrants were not counted. Christina Chavez Cook is a staff attorney with the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund. She says even some legal immigrants avoid the census because they don't want to jeopardize illegal friends and relatives who might be living in their homes. She says INS activity has a chilling effect.
The INS, for example, in as part of its enforcement operations, oftentimes will canvass neighborhoods or will make themselves visible in certain areas or will follow up on leads and tips about undocumented workers or, for example, or undocumented persons in a household, and they will begin knocking on doors to make these investigations. Well, something like that occurring in a neighborhood at the same time that we have census enumerators trying to count people in a home are going to be cause people to not open their doors to census enumerators.
She thinks the directive sent to local INS offices this week will help. The new guidelines say the agency will minimize its visibility during the census. They also say that large raids in residential areas will be postponed if possible. Russ Bergeron is a spokesman for the INS.
For example, if we receive information that there are undocumented workers in a workplace, and that workplace is in or near a residential area, and it's in an area where the census is operating at the time that the census is operating. In the absence of any information that the conditions in this workplace are such that they present an issue of public safety or personal safety, that's the type of operation that we can forestall and hold off executing until after the census has completed its work.
That work, which involves visits to households that do not return census forms in the mail, is likely to continue from now until the end of the summer. The INS had similar guidelines in 1990, but this year the government has an active campaign to get the message out and to coordinate with immigrant groups. The Census Bureau has distributed posters around the country. One states simply in bold black and white, no INS, no FBI, no CIA, no IRS. Radio and television ads have also been targeted to immigrants, like this one in Spanish.
Ni a inmigración, ni al IRS, y mucho menos a la policía. Y si alguien viola esta ley, puede recibir hasta...
The narrator says census information cannot be shared, even with the police, and anyone who does so faces a $5,000 fine and 5 years in jail. Census Director Kenneth Pruitt knows it's difficult to overcome suspicions. He recounts a visit to Tucson last year, where he learned that the new local census office was located in a former INS office, and it was using the same phone number. Pruitt thinks the new INS directive will help somewhat.
But I think what will help more really are the ministers, the religious leaders, the priests, the school teachers, the local leaders, who will be stressing that the census data are confidential. I do remind us all that the census itself does not ask any questions about legal status. It only asks the citizenship question on the long form, and then it doesn't ask if someone says they're not a citizen. It obviously doesn't ask if they have documentation or not.
But some people think maybe the government should be asking such questions. Dan Stein is executive director of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He notes that the census is used to help distribute government funding, but that its primary purpose is to determine congressional representation. Stein says when huge numbers of illegal immigrants are counted, it distorts the process by taking congressional seats away from some areas and giving them to others.
We're now seeing every census heartland states losing political representation in the House of Representatives because of illegal immigration.
His group has twice tried to sue the census for counting illegal immigrants, but both cases were thrown out. The government has long taken the view that the Constitution requires all residents, legal or not, to be counted. In upcoming weeks, immigrant groups will be monitoring INS activity to make sure that the government lives up to its commitment. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR's All